Welcome to Union City Radio for Saturday, July 25th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. I feel like we're being experimented on. I started wheezing, coughing, I had shortness of breath, and chest tightness. That was Erica Jones, RN, talking about nurses at MedStar Washington Hospital Center being forced to reuse N95 masks. She spoke at a press conference outside the hospital on Thursday morning, organized by National Nurses United, which warned that reusing N95 filtering facepiece respirators is unsafe. I don't understand why Washington Hospital is not doing everything it can to get us the PPE we need, said Stephanie Sims, a registered nurse in Washington Hospital Center's neonatal intensive care unit. We are being asked to risk our well-being, she added, and the well-being of our communities when it's not necessary. Check out our complete report along with a photo at dclabor.org. In today's labor history, on this date in 1877, workers staged a general strike, believed to be the nation's first, in St. Louis in support of striking railroad workers. The successful strike was ended when some 3,000 federal troops and 5,000 deputized special police killed at least 18 people in skirmishes around the city. Today's labor quote is by Woodrow Wilson, 28th President of the United States, who said, "The government, which was designed for the people, has got into the hands of the bosses and their employers, the special interests. An invisible empire has been set up above the forms of democracy." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Your home should be backed by a mortgage program that protects union members in case of eligible income loss. You can buy or refinance with a Union Plus mortgage and take advantage of financing available through their special home mortgage program. You can request a consultation today at unionplus.org.
This has been Chris Garlock. See you on the line.
Because the union,
oh, the union.
Oh, yeah, the union.
Oh, the union.